The real estate crisis here in the United States may be even worse than it looks. Governments and the media track foreclosures using statistics that they find from a company called RealtyTrack. But it turns out that RealtyTrack does not count foreclosures in hundreds of rural counties, and that gives an impression that there's no foreclosure crisis in rural areas, which there is. Scott Finn of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
79-year-old June Walsalchok is a coal miner's widow who lives in a small, cinderblock house on Sewell Mountain, West Virginia. She remembers the day that a fast-talking mortgage broker convinced her to refinance her home.
He had a whole bunch of papers, and he said, sign here, sign here, sign here. He just said I was getting a loan, and my interest was going to be real low, and my payment was going to be real low.
She didn't read the fine print. Her monthly payments doubled, and the company threatened her with foreclosure. Walsalchok turned for help to a nonprofit law firm called Mountain State Justice, public interest lawyer Bren Pomponio.
The number of people coming to us to help save their homes has steadily increased. It's more than almost we can handle.
Pomponio says he's surprised that, according to RealtyTrack, West Virginia has one of the lowest foreclosure rates in the nation. It turns out RealtyTrack was wrong. A color-coded map on RealtyTrack's website shows huge blank spots in the rural West, Midwest, and South. In fact, the company says it doesn't count foreclosure notices in more than 900 rural counties. That means RealtyTrack's foreclosure rates are way too low for states like South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia.
We know we're underreporting West Virginia. We know we're not covering the entire state as thoroughly as we'd like to.
That's Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack. He admits his company only counts a fraction of rural foreclosures across the country. He says RealtyTrack's first priority is large urban areas.
If I miss a county in California, I'm going to miss more in a month than I would miss in West Virginia for the whole year.
In West Virginia last year, RealtyTrack counted fewer than 500 foreclosure notices. But a new federal count shows more than 12,000 notices in the state since the beginning of last year. And it's not just a West Virginia problem. 8 of the 10 most rural states also make RealtyTrack's list of the 10 states with the lowest foreclosure rate. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller believes rural states are being ignored.
It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's stupid. I'm going to fight to make sure that we have accurate information and that everybody, they get counted.
Rockefeller co-sponsored the Foreclosure Prevention Act, which Congress passed in July. The bill required the Department of Housing and Urban Development to measure foreclosure rates in each state. On HUD's new list, rural states have significantly higher foreclosure rates. For example, RealtyTrack ranks Mississippi near the bottom, while HUD says it's in the top 10. This matters because lawmakers depend on RealtyTrack's numbers. In West Virginia, a predatory lending bill was killed after legislators saw RealtyTrack's low rankings. Again, Bren Pomponio of Mountain State Justice.
They were led to believe that West Virginia was unique and there wasn't a big problem here when that wasn't the case. And so nothing ever got done.
HUD has only agreed to count foreclosures this one time. Senator Rockefeller wants to force the government to continue tracking foreclosures and not rely on incomplete numbers from companies like RealtyTrack. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston, West Virginia.
I'm looking here at a map of rural areas overlooked by mainstream foreclosure studies, and you can look at it too by going to our website, npr.org.